It's Mind Food Radio, and I'm thrilled to welcome Erica Crawford from Lovelock Wines. Hello there, Erica.
Hi there, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, we are talking about something that I would never have dreamed of a few years ago. What we're going to be talking today about is Nespresso, who have got a Selection Vintage 2014. Now, Nespresso is obviously coffee. You work with wine. And what we need to talk about today, which is so intriguing, is the similarities or the parallels between wine and coffee. Where do we start, Erica?
I think for me, it's really how they made this coffee. You know, when we make wine, we obviously we have different layers of wine. So you have a sort of a layer that's more everyday, and then you have reserve layer. And what we usually do with the reserve wines is to age them a little bit longer, and we give them some wood treatment, and then we release them. So it's age is the major thing here, and the process. And they're very strong parallels between wine and this is essentially varietal coffee.
It is. Well, it's a limited edition selection vintage, which is not something you would ordinarily associate with coffee. So with that aging process with both wine and coffee, what is the end result if you give something a little bit longer, Erica?
I think for me, one of the big joys of my life is bottle-aged white wines, you know, because we often sell them so quickly, and then we don't see the beauty and the joy of the wine when they finally come into their own, and then, of course, they sold out. And it's a bit similar to here. I think usually one finds more layers and texture and complexity on the palate, and also you have different aromas on the nose. You know, for instance, here with this coffee, for me, I find, apart from the obvious sort of coffee flavor, sort of nuances of it's almost like fireplace burning, a little bit of a woody nuance.
Oh, nice. Actually, what they've said is they've aged it for a unique vintage that is rich, mellow, and deliciously velvety. Would that be about right?
That'd be about right. It's sort of, in terms of velvety, we would use terminology such as mouthfeel, texture, you know, that sort of stuff. But it's essentially that, yeah.
Okay, so as someone from the wine industry who has had a normal Nespresso and then you've tried this one, what's the difference, or can you tell the difference between the run-of-the-mill Nespresso brands and this?
I think so, in terms of that you immediately notice on the nose that there is that aroma of, for me, a little bit of woodiness. And then on the palate, it's definitely layered and it finishes quite differently. It's textured, it's layered, and I don't know if you, I've just recently been back to Seattle for the first time in about 3 years, and their coffee's got the same sort of palate at the end, you know, it's a sort of a linear acidity, and then you get lovely florals coming through on the back palate, and I don't think you see that complexity in a straight-up espresso.
No, now tell me, where do you think this is going to go? Because obviously the coffee industry is sort of at the beginning stages of what the wine industry's been at for years. Where do you think this is going to go with coffee? Where do you think it's possible to go, Erica?
I think what they're doing here is a wonderful beginning. And as we all get more sophisticated in our coffee drinking, I mean, sort of, I was brought up in instant, probably like a lot of people, but as we get more sophisticated in our coffee drinking, we are going to demand more intriguing and interesting things, such as this edition. But also, of course, just having a coffee of this quality made at home, to me, is a really big attraction here.
Actually, as somebody who, and I'm sorry, I know you work with wine, but I don't drink. And so at the end of a meal, a really good coffee is kind of like a treat. I guess this is the perfect sort of coffee to try with that because it's so special.
I think so. I also, you know, I have a piece of cake every day and I love it with, I have it with coffee, a little espresso, because for me what I love is the tension between the sweetness of the cake and the bitterness of the coffee, and I think this will bridge it quite nicely.
Look, that's fantastic. I am really intrigued by this, and as I say, I think this is just the beginning of where coffee's going to go. Erica Crawford from Lovelock Wines, thank you so much for your time today, and I hope you enjoy your coffee.
Thank you.
It is called Nespresso Selection Vintage 2014. And if you would like any more information about this most fantastic of coffees, specially aged, go to www.nespresso.com.